Hirono, if SCOTUS doesn't adopt a code of ethics, Congress will provide one for them. By Pam Key on July 20, 2023. Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, said Thursday on CNN News Central that the Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee advancing legislation that requires the Supreme Court to set up a code of ethics or be provided one will ultimately become law and survive any legal challenges. Hirono said, "Let's understand that the United States Supreme Court does not have a code of ethics that apply to all other federal judges. So, the highest court in the land should set the highest standard, they do not. So, this is a bill that would do that. And what will it do? It will establish a procedure for investigating ethical violations. It will make much clearer recusal requirements, and the third is to give the court time to adopt a code of ethics, and if they do not, then one will be provided to them." She added, "I think that the American people can understand that the Supreme Court should have a code of ethics. They should not be taking trips on airplanes and being wined and dined to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there's absolutely no disclosure. Not to mention, that shouldn't a justice recuse himself when his wife is involved in a case that comes before the Supreme Court?" When asked if the law is constitutional, Hirono said, "We have already had a hearing with experts on determining whether or not Congress has the power to get this bill through the finish line, and we can. Because the Congress establishes a number of other aspects of how the court operates. And this would not be anything different from what Congress can already do. So, I would say that the legality of this approach is settled, as I'm concerned." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.